Hello everybody, this is Veronica Parker and welcome to our last dive into meditation class number 6. I can't even believe that this is our last class together. I feel that our time together completely flew by and I am so grateful from the bottom of my heart to have had you be part of our group of this meditation series. I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed your journey, that you have found a newly sense of commitment to yourself, to your life, and to your meditation practice. I definitely would love to get just a quick email from you telling me what are some of the benefits that you received from this class? What are some of the questions? What are some of the answers that have come up for you? Anything that you would like to comment in terms of your experience being part of this group, of this class for the past 6 weeks, I would so greatly appreciate it. My email is infiniteferry, that's infiniteferry, @gmail.com. I sincerely appreciate all your comments, all anything that you would like to send my way, because I'm always looking forward to reading your advice as to how we can make this series, these classes, even better for the next round of students that are going to be participating. So I greatly welcome all of that. So let's go ahead and begin by sitting comfortably wherever it is that you're sitting right now, whether it's a chair or the floor or a cushion or even laying down if that's more comfortable for you. Wherever you are, let's just become fully present. Ideally, you're sitting with your spine straight, with your shoulders rolled back. Your chin is slightly pulled in. And your eyes are closed. The gaze is upward and inward towards the middle of your forehead or your third eye. So you begin to stimulate your frontal lobe and your pituitary gland and pineal gland as well, and begin to receive all the benefits of their secretions. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in together as a family. Right here and now, inhaling deeply through the nose, and then fully exhaling. Inhaling deeply through the nose, and then exhaling fully. Bring in all of your awareness, all of your attention into this present moment, into the eternal now, into the place where all possibilities become available for you right here and now. Take another deep breath in, please, and then slowly exhale it. Inhale one more time. And as you gently release your breath, give yourself permission to let go of anything that you've been holding on tightly this week, this day, this hour. Allow your shoulders to relax. Give yourself permission to let go of any tension, any stress, any worries, doubts, anxiety, or fear that you might have been carrying around. Give yourself permission to just be, to just breathe and connect with the infinite invisible presence within you. We are absolutely knowing that this is the presence, this is the power, this is the pure potentiality that is guiding each and every one of us throughout this class today. Releasing anything that is ready to be released, that is no longer serving you. And in its place, bringing forward unconditional love, and infinite healing, allowing you to let go of any limitations that might have been keeping you from playing it big, that might have been keeping you thinking that you were a tiny little thing, when in reality you are so much more than that. You are huge, you are ginormous, you are the universe itself, and you are the goddess herself. Take a deep breath in, please, and breathe this knowing. Breathe in this remembrance. Allow yourself to be, to breathe, and to receive. You are so safe here and now. For angels are surrounding us, protecting us, guiding and directing us, and ensuring that everything that is taking place throughout our class today serves your highest healing, highest good, and highest joy. Inhale deeply. And ground all of your energy, all of your presence, all of your power into here and now, into the Mother, into the Earth, into the Father Sky, meeting together right in the center of your heart. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully. As you continue to connect to the peace beyond understanding within you, begin to bring all of your awareness and your attention to your heart center. And allow its energy, its unconditional love, to magnify itself, to expand by simply expanding your breath, by breathing even more, by fueling your presence, your power, your potentiality with the prana, with the energy of your breath. This is your power. This is your perfection. This is what reminds you of the state of completeness. For you are absolutely perfect, whole, and complete right now and at all times. There is nothing missing from you. Everything you need already resides within you. All your needs are met. The universe has your back, and you are fully supported in all your dreams, your amazing dreams, and all your endeavors right here and now. So as you allow this beautiful energy of your heart to expand even further, begin to set an intention for today, for this class, and for continuing this meditation journey in your life. For even though this is our last class together, the spark has already been kindled inside of you. You have awakened. The flame is burning brightly in your soul. And you have already tasted the power, the perfection, the joy, the well-being, the abundance, the prosperity, the peace, the infinite possibilities, the miracles, and the blessings that are part of you just by committing to meditate every single day, doing it one day at a time, one breath at a time. So what is your intention right here and now? Connect with it and allow it to expand within you now. Spend the next few minutes in silent meditation, allowing this intention to ignite your inner spark even more, even brighter, so that it can propel you forward in your life. Take a deep breath in through your nose, please, and allow this limitless energy of your breath to fill you up to overflowing, to connect with your endless possibilities, and to breathe this state of being forward into the next days of your week, into the rest of your month, and for the rest of your meditation journey. And then slowly begin to bring your awareness and your attention back to here and now, back to the place you're sitting on. Begin to feel the earth beneath you, fully supporting you, fully surrounding you and enveloping you, reminding you that you are not alone in this journey. You are always connected and always supported at all times. So slowly begin to wiggle your toes or move your fingers. And then as you're ready, you can gently open up your eyes. You're now awake, alert, and aware, and ready to continue on with our class. All right, welcome back. What a beautiful meditation we just shared together. Your energy is what really birthed this guided meditation today. So let's go ahead and review what we have covered in the past five classes together. And then we're going to conclude our last class by tapping in into a meditation on loving kindness by Jack Kornfield. He is an amazing leader, meditation teacher that teaches about mindfulness and, of course, also about meditation. I highly recommend that you look him up and perhaps borrow, rent, or just buy one of his books. He's truly an amazing teacher, and I'm very grateful to him. So some of the things that we discussed during our first couple of classes together was the importance of setting your intention before you begin your meditation each and every day, because energy follows intention, and so it allows that energy to really move through your meditation practice, right? We also talked about the importance of our breath being such an amazingly powerful tool that we all possess inside of us. But we don't always do it consciously, so it is so important to do it consciously and to really always come back to the breath. Always come back to the breath. It's okay to have distractions. It's okay to have thoughts. It's okay to have all kinds of things going on in our mind. But it is so important to always return to the breath, breathing in deeply and exhaling fully. Breathing in deeply and exhaling fully. And it's so important to do it not just in your meditation practice, but as you move through your day at all times. It is a great tool to connect you back to the now, to connect you back to the power, to connect you back with the infinite invisible presence that resides within you. Breathe and let go. Breathe and become present. Breathe and become aware of what is happening right here and now. And when it comes to meditation and the definition of meditation, I discussed with you that one of my favorite definitions was to become fully present in the moment and appreciate it as is. And what you might have noticed throughout your meditation journey together is that when we become fully present to the moment, to the now, and we accept it as it is, without any of the judgment, without any of the labels, without any of the outside governing conditions and circumstances and situations, what happens is that we begin to accept ourselves more. We begin to create more space within us to accept ourselves as we are, moment by moment, breath by breath. And then ultimately what happens is that as you accept yourself more as you are, you begin to accept your neighbor as he or she is. And so before we know it, we have a universe made of individuals, of beings that are fully accepting the moment as it is, fully accepting themselves as they are, and fully accepting each other. So we begin to dissolve and disintegrate any sense of separation, any labels, any judgments, any things that might have kept us away and separated, even if it was an illusion and not in reality. But we begin to dive even deeper into the sense of oneness, into the sense of connection. So as we begin to really breathe, become present, and discover our deep, infinite, endless connection with divinity, with this presence inside each and every one of us, we begin to connect even deeper, even more with ourselves. And then we begin to connect even more, even deeper with each and every person that we come in contact with, in connection with, in touch with in our lives. And so you understand that you spending time for yourself in meditation is one of the most selfless acts that you can actually be part of, that you can participate in. It's a gift that you're not only given to yourself, but you're given to humanity. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to humanity to connect, to commit, and to really make it a practice. Just keep on showing up. Remember, one of the things we discussed in our first class was there's the ideal, you know, which is doing meditation, same place, same time, ideally first thing in the morning. But then there's the real, you know, what is you? Who are you? What is the real situation in your life? So you make it real for you. You make it work for you. You keep up with it, and you will be kept up, just like Yogi Bhajan said. And you keep on showing up and keeping it real every single day, even if it's just 5 or 7 minutes a day. It's not about the time, okay? It's about making the commitment and showing it up and keeping it real, even if all you have going through your mind every day is the list of to-do things that you have that are bombarding your mind. It does not matter. Show up. Show up, make the commitment. You will be infinitely rewarded. And you are doing this not just for yourself, but for humanity, for the universe, for the planet. So please continue to say yes, even beyond this class, even beyond what we've done here together. And you have unlimited access to all of these recordings. You can listen to them at any time. They are yours. So if you feel like you're falling off the wagon and you haven't meditated in a few days, go back and listen to a recording. Listen to a guided, you know, meditation. Get back on that wagon. Get back on that horse and keep on riding it and keep on showing up and keep on sparkling that inner divine spark inside of you. All right, let's take a deep breath in together. Because when in doubt, we always go back to our breath, and we let our breath be our guide. So in those first two classes that we shared together, we also discussed the role of attention and how attention is infinitely linked with awareness. As we become more present to the moment, we become more aware of the choices that we are making more consciously in our life. And we begin to become more aware of really where we are placing our attention. And then we decide, is this where I want to place my attention? Or perhaps I will redirect it to something that will be more uplifting, more elevating, more life-affirming. So if you've noticed that you've been, you know, too much on social media, listening to the news too much, really being like inundating with negativity and things that are happening in the outside world, or really not the outside, but the world outside of you, then unplug for a little bit. Unplugging is so important. I'm sure you already know this by now. And do it a few times a day, not just when you're doing your meditation practice. Give yourself a break. Unplug. Become more aware of what you're doing, when you're doing it, what you're thinking, and what you're choosing to place your attention on. And then shift your attention to meditation, to silence, to stillness. And begin to notice what it means to really observe the choices that you're making without judgment and without attachment, because that's really where mindfulness and meditation is taking you, to be able to become that witness, that observer, that can truly just notice what you notice without all the blah, 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 blah. Without the judgment, without the labeling, just being, just breathing, just becoming more aware, just shifting the attention back to your breath, back to the present moment, over and over and over again. Okay, we also talked about breath. We talked about segmented breath. When you're having a hard time coming back to the breath, break it down into segments. So inhale for four, exhale for four, inhale for four, pause, you know, suspend the breath for four, and then exhale for four, and change those numbers accordingly. You know, we also did a lot of the 8x1 segmented breath that allows you to energize yourself and release stress. That was breathing in for eight and exhaling for one. What else did we talk about? Let's see. And really, was everything we've done together was so that you could create the habit of meditation. And when you create the habit of meditation, then you begin to go almost like instantaneously to that place over and over and over again. And you notice that you become more mindful and more aware of what's happening in the moment, in the now, not just when you're meditating, but in all moments in your life, when you're eating, when you're really having a conversation with your child, with your grandchild, with a client, with a coworker, with a parent, with a friend. You can look at each other in the eyes. You become mindful of what the person is saying. You're listening, not just with your ears, but with your heart, without thinking in advance of what you're going to say next, or thinking in advance of what you're going to be making for dinner, or what happened to you yesterday at your yoga class. You're in the moment, you're present, you're mindful. I mean, you begin to reap all the amazing benefits of mindfulness and meditation. So all it takes is your commitment, and you saying yes to yourself, So I so hope that you continue with this practice and you continue to say yes to you, to yourself. So let's take a deep breath in now. And now let's go ahead and for the remaining of this time together that we have during this last class, I'm going to share with you this loving kindness meditation from Jack Kornfield. So once again, come sitting comfortably on your chair, your mat, or your cushion. You can even lay down if you prefer and just listen. Close your eyes, relax your body. And Jack talks about this meditation using words, images, and feelings that begin to bring forward a feeling of loving kindness and friendliness towards yourself and others. He says that with each recitation of the phrases, we're beginning to express an intention, planting the seeds of loving wishes over and over in your heart. And then with a loving heart in the background, all that you attempt, all that you encounter, will open and flow easily. He talks about beginning the practice of loving kindness by meditating for 15 to 20 minutes in a quiet place. Take a deep breath in and let yourself sit in a comfortable fashion. Let your body rest and be relaxed. Let your heart be soft. Let go of any plans, any worries, anything that is no longer serving you right now. And the most important thing is that you begin with yourself. Breathe gently and inwardly begin to recite the following traditional phrases that are directed towards your own well-being. He says that you begin with yourself because without loving yourself, it is almost impossible to love others. So close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and I'll recite it for you and then recite it in your mind for yourself. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. As you repeat these phrases, Jack tells us to picture yourself as you are now and hold that image in a heart of loving kindness. Or maybe sometimes you might just find it easier to picture yourself as a young child or a baby that is truly beloved. You can feel free to adjust the words or the images in any way you wish and really create the best phrase that will allow you to open your heart of kindness. Repeat these phrases over and over again, letting the feelings permeate your body and mind. You can practice this meditation for a number of weeks until the sense of loving kindness for yourself grows. So let's go ahead and repeat it a few more times together. May I be filled with loving kindness. And you can repeat it in your mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. Remember to breathe. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. Continue to breathe and open your heart to more loving kindness. Allow that love for yourself to flow and to fill you up to overflowing. And now choose someone that you would love to receive these blessings. Someone in your life that perhaps you've loved or still love and you truly care for. Begin to picture this person in your mind's eye. And let's recite the same phrases in our mind. So hold the image of that person that you're sharing this blessing with. And begin reciting with me. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy. Inhale deeply through your nose, and then exhale fully. Continue to plant the seeds of loving wishes as you practice this meditation for yourself and your loved ones. Giving thanks to everything and everyone just allows that incredible energy of gratitude to seed your life so that it can grow and bloom and become everything that you desire it to be. So connecting with gratitude in meditation and in your life is so important, as well as connecting with forgiveness. Forgiven everything and everyone for everything, and setting yourself free. Free to be, free to breathe, and free to share your incredible, beautiful, amazing, glittery gifts with the universe at all times. Inhale deeply through the nose. And then fully exhale it. Inhale deeply through the nose. And then fully exhale it. And now just bring your right palm over your heart center. And your left palm over your right. And just sit here in silent meditation. Allowing that beautiful energy of love and kindness of gratitude, of forgiveness, to just take over, surrender to it, allow it to flow in and through each and every single cell of your being. Let it fill you up to overflowing. Let it bring you everything you need right now. And let it help you release whatever is no longer working for you in your life. Just sit in silent meditation and breathe. Always go back to your breath. And then as you're able and ready, begin to bring your awareness back to here and now, back to your body, back to the place you're sitting on right now. Begin to move your ankles in small circles or just wiggle your toes. Move the wrist around, bring the sensation back to your body. Still connected to that incredible feeling of love and kindness, of gratitude. Being so grateful for you, for being the true gift, the true miracle. And then when you're able and ready, simply open up your eyes and you're now awake, alert, and aware. So awake and so aware of this gift that is you. I am so grateful for you. I am so grateful to have had this incredible time together, sharing this meditation journey, really diving in and moving beyond the thoughts, beyond the doubts, beyond the pain, beyond the tears, beyond anything that stood between you and your meditation. And I am so grateful that you made this commitment to yourself, that you changed yourself, that you committed to this practice, that you participated, that you showed up. Even if you didn't do it every day, it doesn't matter. Don't beat yourself up for it. You still did it, you still participated, and you are amazing for it. I am so grateful for you and for having allowed me to really live my dream by being able to guide you through this incredible journey. I wish you the absolute best. I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, wish you an incredible meditation life to really allow this mindfulness connection to bloom and to sprout and to really kindle this incredible divine connection and power in your life, so that you can truly be, do, or have anything that you desire coming from your heart and being in divine service to all by simply committing to this practice and being who you really are, living your truth, and absolutely positively sharing your gifts with the universe, because nobody, nobody, nobody can do it the way that you can. I am so grateful for you. I am here if you need anything. I'd be more than happy to help you with more meditation or to do a one-on-one session, or you can participate in one of my Kundalini yoga classes. Whatever you need, I am here for you. You already have my email. Feel free to go to the website and catch up with all the latest events and blogs and things that we have going on to support you in this incredible journey that is your life. The website is www.veronicaparker44.com. Of course, I had to have the 44 there because without angels, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where my life would be. And of course, we always invoke them forward for every single thing we do together. I send you on your path filled with blessings, filled with mindfulness, filled with well-being, with prosperity, with angels to pre-pave your path so that it brings for you everything that is absolutely supporting you in your life. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for being part of this class. Infinite blessings for you right here and now. Have an amazing, incredible day. Satnam, Namaste, Waheguru. So it is, and we let it be. Bye-bye.